Welcome to the Bite-Sized Human Geography Podcast, a timely and informative podcast where we investigate global issues using human geography concepts. We also discuss time-tested study habits that help you get the grade that you deserve. It's human geography made simple. In today's episode, we look at how to keep yourself together when everything else around you is falling apart. We'll discuss organizational skills and life hacks to keep you on track. All right, let's get started. I am so happy that you are here with me today. I wanted to talk to you about how to make it through this new normal that we're dealing with this coronavirus, because it's life-changing for a lot of us. And I know with myself and kind of watching my family, the first week or so of this has been really a struggle to try and find some sense of pattern, some sense of normalcy. And it got me thinking how this is really not unlike other times in my life when I've had a big adjustment that I've had to make. Sometimes, you know, either a death of someone in family or maybe losing a job. When you hit a large, wall of stress like this, it takes a while for your brain to adjust, for your body to adjust to it. I have 6 or 7 different pieces of advice for you that I think might help in getting you back on track. In a situation like this, you have to remember that when you're under stress, especially when you're under extreme stress like we are now, it can make you sleepy. Sometimes when you're under a lot of stress, the thing that you want to do is just pull the covers over your head and just kind of sleep through it, hoping that things will change when you wake up. And of course, that's not the reality. That's not our reality right now. Sometimes it can make you weepy. You might get more irritable. Maybe you're fighting with your family more. Maybe they're fighting with you more, fighting over little things like pick up your laundry or whose dish is this. And sometimes, just feeling the sense of fear or anxiety. And these are all perfectly normal feelings to feel. So don't feel bad. Don't feel like you shouldn't be feeling these things, because these are things that everyone around you is feeling. We normally do a pretty good job of hiding our emotions, but this is a case where I have no doubt that everyone is feeling some or even all of these emotions at any given point of the day. So let's go over some skills as far as how we can deal with these, because we can't really deal with what's going on around us right now. We're not in control of the government. We're not even in control of this virus. But there are some things that we can control. And once you start implementing these items, it gives you a sense of purpose again, and it gives you a sense of, I don't want to say normalcy, but it gives you a sense of, I guess, self-control. And ultimately, I think that's what we're trying to look for in a situation like this. The first thing I'm going to tell you to do is just simply to get dressed. Resist the temptation to stay in your pajamas all day. Ladies, if you wear makeup, I highly suggest you put your face of makeup like you normally do, that you guys style your hair, that you get dressed like you normally would going off to school or going off to work. This does a really good job of sending a signal to your brain of, okay, this is normal. I recognize this pattern in my behavior. I also suggest, that you're showering, that you're getting dressed, and that you're wearing clothes. I'm wearing my leggings right now, as a matter of fact, but I still have makeup on my face and I'm still getting my hair done. I'm comfortable, but I'm also telling myself that I have a job to do, and my job is to get up every day and get prepped for my students and get prepped for my family as well. The next thing I'm going to suggest for you is that you get some kind of exercise, especially those of you that are involved in a sport, or those of you that are used to going to the gym a couple times a week. To not be able to do these things right now is really, really stressful for you and for kind of what your normal patterns are. Now, you're not going to be able to, especially if you're a weightlifter like my husband is, he can't go to the gym right now, but he's doing some other things. He's kind of carved out a little spot in our living room where he's able to do some of the exercises that he normally does. And it's frustrating for him not to be able to do those things, but it's still something. We've been walking around our neighborhood in the afternoon just trying to get some fresh air. Getting that fresh air and getting that a little bit of that exercise goes a long way. It reduces those stress hormones in your brain. It oxygenates your brain, which helps with creativity. It also helps with anxiety. And it just is kind of good to have a different change of setting other than being in your house all day long. Now, if you are stuck in an apartment building somewhere or you're stuck in a high rise somewhere. This is not really an option for you. And so this is where I suggest if you hop online to YouTube, you can see there are tons of different exercise videos out there. They're all free. I love Yoga with Adrienne. She does a great job of doing different yoga routines, and sometimes they're outside, but I highly suggest you find some videos. Sometimes they're called slow videos where you'll see, natural landscapes or whatever, but put that in front of your brain because it does help. Looking at any type of nature at all helps to reduce the stress hormones in your brain. The third piece of advice I'd like to give to you is to make some kind of calendar or maybe a timeline, grab some sticky notes, something to help keep yourself organized. As humans, we like structure, and I know how my family is once summer begins, those first week or two, since I'm a teacher, and of course my kids are students, the first week or two, we're normally lost because we're not in our normal structure of, okay, we're getting up every single day and going to school or going to our extracurricular activities. And so having some kind of set structure, I think, is important. The first thing I suggest you do is kind of figure out what you want to accomplish. So, what I like to do is I like to take sticky notes and kind of brainstorm on separate little sticky notes. Okay, what do I need to get done this day? Or what are the things that I have to get done every single day? And then I estimate about how long that will take me. And I'll write that down on the sticky note. And then after I've assigned that particular sticky note a time value, I'll organize it as, how I think I work best. So for me, I have a lot of energy and creativity in the morning and the evening. And so that's when I tend to do a bulk of the work that I need to be creative in, whether it's, creating lectures or activities for my students. That's when I tend to get that work done. But during the other parts of the day, when I may be maybe sometimes a little bit more tired in the afternoon or whatever, that's when I try and get some chores done. That's when I might try and get my exercise done or spend time with my kids. So I know when my strong parts are, my strong suit is for the day, for creativity, and I try and tailor my planning around that time. So what do you do after you got all those sticky notes together, or maybe you've made yourself a little calendar on a sheet of paper? My advice to you is to put it someplace where you're going to see it and you're going to follow it. You're going to have to be really deliberate about this and make a concerted effort to, okay, here's my calendar. I'm going to stick to this. I'm going to get up by 8 o'clock or whatever time you get up. And then I'm going to, do some studying, or then I'm going to go get some exercise, or I'm going to help out around the house and do some chores. But stick to that schedule, because what you're going to do is you're going to start creating some patterns in your brain actually relatively quickly. And your brain loves patterns. And once you start adhering to those patterns on your schedule, you're going to find that some of this anxiety that you're experiencing about not having a schedule is going to be reduced because you've created a new schedule for yourself. The fourth piece of advice, piece of advice that I have for you is to try and find some kind of dedicated space for you to study. And it may be hard because you have everybody at home and you might be tight on space. But try and carve out some space for you. I know, like for me, I've taken over the guest room that we have. It's now my office. I don't have enough desks here, so I've taken some Amazon boxes and I've made some desks out of some Amazon boxes. But a couple of my friends, they're turning their laundry rooms into their office space. You just have to be creative. And even if it's just a corner in a room, just try and find some space that's dedicated for you to study, because you will signal to your brain, okay, this is what I do here. This is meant for my time to study here. I highly suggest, if at all possible, not study on your bed. This is something I learned way back in college, that you just become much less effective studying on your bed because your brain associates that space with sleep and not with studying. And so that's why if you ever find yourself falling asleep while you're studying in your bed, it's because your brain signals it with sleep and not necessarily with studying. For success, by staying focused and by going through some of these tips that I've suggested to you, because you do have to create for yourself some sense of schedule and normalcy. I know some of you might be taking care of family members. Maybe you're taking care of, younger siblings while parents are going off to work. Some of you may have older family members in your house. I know we do. And so we have to take care of those health-related issues. And so, the thing here is to be flexible and really don't beat yourself yourself up if you're not able to meet your schedule for the day. Just next time, try back. It's kind of like being on a diet or trying to begin an exercise regimen. You just go back and you go back and you go back and you start over again and you start over again and you start over again. And eventually you'll be able to make it work. The next item I want to discuss with you is to try and resist the temptation to spend too much time on social media. And I know it's hard, especially for those of you that's how you communicate, right? You're communicating via Snapchat and you like to watch TikTok videos or see what's going on in Instagram. But I can tell you, seeing continual images of empty shelves or, you know, people yelling at each other or looking at people yelling at each other on places like Twitter, it's just not healthy for you. Because the reality is you have to deal with what's happening with you right now in your close proximity and not what's happening online to somebody else. You have your reality. Other people have their realities, but you can't make their reality your reality. And I hope that makes sense. Sometimes we tend to take on emotions of other people, you know, across the world and what they're experiencing. And that just adds more stress on to you. It's kind of like when you watch a scary movie, which is why I never watch scary movies. But when you watch a scary movie and you begin to take on the fear or terror of the people that are experiencing whatever actions are happening in those movies, it's the same thing. And you don't need that in your life right now. So if you're finding that when you're spending time on social media, when you get off, you're feeling worse than when you got on it, then it's probably good to put it aside or maybe time, you know, set a timer for, okay, I'm just going to be on social media for a few minutes a day and then that's it. A better idea would be to try and help somebody, because when you help people, it does reduce stress hormones in your body and it increases endorphins in your body, kind of like when you exercise. And that would be a much, much better thing for you to do. So maybe, you know, maybe you clean something in your house that is not asked of you to do, or fold some laundry if that's not asked for you to do, normally to do. Staying off of social media, I think, is really important, because you're going to be reading about things, and sometimes the things are just plain wrong, and people have a vested interest in trying. These media companies have a vested interest in trying to keep you online as long as possible, because that's how they make their money, right? So you just have to be a little leery about what, or a lot leery about what you're reading on social media. Because that's the kind of stuff that keeps you stuck there, right? You see something that grabs your attention and you want to try and find out more as possible. And it just kind of creates that negative feedback cycle for your brain. The last thing I'm going to tell you to do is to count your blessings. And this is something that I do with, that we do in my family. When things are kind of looking really challenging, as we say, okay, what are we thankful for? What are, you know, three things that have happened today that I'm really happy about? So like this morning, I'm really happy that we have power and that we have sewage because, you know, living in Hurricane Harvey, we didn't have those things. And so even though this is an event where we're stuck at home, this is not, quite frankly, as for us, at least personally, as challenging as it was during Hurricane Harvey, because we do have sewer and we do have power right now. So those are some blessings, but definitely count your blessings. Those of you that you've been raised on a faith tradition, or maybe you meditate, continue to do those items. It's kind of hard sometimes, especially when we see suffering, to understand the bigger picture of, you know, why we're here on this planet, and your faith traditions fill in the blanks for that. So please make sure that you take the time to, you know, kind of investigate the faith that you were brought up in to help you deal with those bigger issues. Okay, well, that's all the time that we have for today. Please make sure that you click subscribe to support this podcast and to get all the latest updates as they happen. Remember that you can't control the events happening around you, but you can control how you respond to them. Whatever is happening around you, continue to think positively, have faith, and amazing things will happen. Looking forward to seeing you next time.